starts getting hard. When somebody tells us something we don't want to hear, was it helpful or possibly true? This is the usual scenario I read. Oh my God, I just need to vent. Long post warning. Novella begins with like some angry ass gif where somebody's going crazy. I was eating dinner and my husband said, "Are you sure you need that?" And it took you 2,000 words to talk about that. In your mind, like, he's just wrong and he's terrible. And then the Me Too movement comes in. Oh, girl, me too. Let me tell you about my 2,000 post. And the rest of y'all are like, shouldn't have said that. Not helpful. So when y'all see that, you don't have to tell them, it's just your thoughts. Just reserve that for me. But you challenge yourself, why might he be saying that? Why might she say that to me? Why might they give me that feedback? What's behind? I know my gut reaction is to be hurt or whatever. That's probably my fear of not being able to lose weight talking. But maybe they're telling me this because they've listened to me for the last 3 months talk about how desperately I want to lose weight, how miserable I am. They see me look in the mirror every morning and avoid it the second I catch a glimpse of myself. They notice that I'm just wearing black yoga clothes all the time now, and I used to dress up. And when you're overeating or breaking your plan, they dare make a comment. It might actually be coming from love. This is when it really gets hard, because that's what we call telling the truth to ourselves. This is not a bad thing that just happened. This is them pointing out me acting in a way I swore I wasn't going to do. And it's so much easier to get pissed at somebody than it is to say, like, that's right, I need to, like, I'm going to put that away. You're right. I didn't plan that. I'm going to work on this. So if it's not true or it's not helpful, then what the fuck? I don't care if you know them. I don't care if you love them. I don't care if they have good intentions. But if it's not really true or it's not helpful, you just delete it. But if it is, you decide exactly what you want to think in that moment. You don't just react. You don't make it personal. You don't fly off the handle. And you all know yourselves well enough. I ain't ever met any woman that doesn't know her personal triggers. If you know your triggers, if you know the things that people say to you, you owe it to yourself to start journaling on those things. Coming up with, like, all right, let me run this through. Is, like, what I'm normally concerned about, how true is it? Am I actually hearing these things? Do these people's opinions matter? This is where you work through all this stuff on paper. And you're more equipped in the future to not be triggered and hurt so often. Because then your brain has other thoughts to go to instead of what they always go to. People's words do not hurt you until you create an experience around them. If you don't manage your thoughts around the words, you will always be hurt by words. You will always be waiting on someone to tell you you're good enough.